Blog Talk Radio.
Announcements and our normal stuff going through. People have been wondering about why things have been so wacky and wild. And I was like going, well, I got to looking in some of the more lunarish type of things, and I discovered today that Uranus is still in retrograde until tomorrow, until 12/13/12. And by the way, today is 12/12/12, which in Native American lore, this is a really good day to do prayers, intentions. It's one of those things where you take a blank piece of paper, not ruled, not lined, just blank, and your best color to write with is blue ink, and really focus on the positive things you want coming in. And it's almost like, I'm trying to say, Anthony Robbins, what he teaches is if you're going to change a habit, if you're going to do something different, you want to make things totally positive. For example, if you say, you say you want to eat healthier, you don't say something like, I don't eat sugar, because your subconscious hears it blanks out the not, eat sugar. So it makes you eat more of it. Instead, you say something more positive like, I eat healthy foods. You know, I am leading healthy lifestyles. Like I work out and feel fit, you know, those kind of things. So it's like with the verbiage of it is think of how to phrase it in a very positive way so there are no knots in it. That makes any sense. But anyway, perhaps with Uranus turning around and going out of retrograde tomorrow, we might quit having the wild, wacky stuff happen. And then the only one that's left in retrograde is Jupiter. Jupiter went into retrograde on October 4th, and it's going to be out of retrograde January 30th. Let's see, other stuff coming up. Well, we still have two more of those gift basket giveaways happening. And we've got one that's going to be drawn for this Friday, the 14th, and then our very last one for the season, as far as I know, unless Jessica tells me something different, is going to be on December 21st. So we've got two more free gift basket giveaways. And all you guys need to do to go enter into those is go to www.psychicgonewild.com and enter in on that holiday gift basket giveaway page. And you might get books, you might get energetic jewelry, you might get free coffee stuff, you know, you might get, free readings. I'm not sure exactly. There's a little bit of a variety pack sort of in every basket. Oh, yeah, also some musical CDs, you know, some of the music and whatnot that we play on here. And speaking of music, that's one of the things. We have four musical artists here. We have Keith Evans, that you can get his music on through iTunes. You can also get Sir Magnus. He's got a couple songs we play, and he is on iTunes. There's Steve Mohacey. It's Mohacey. And he's got some tunes on iTunes. And then there's, we got five. I take it back. There's this Yucca, I believe it's Yucca Rose. It's Y-U-C-C-A, and it's R-O-S-E, and she is on iTunes. Hello, our chat room. Welcome, Tiger Wolf and NYC. All righty. And then we also have Linda Irwin, and you can get a hold of her stuff by emailing her. It's C-N-T, as in cat, nose, turtle. U-U is an umbrella, C-N-T-U-U-M is in monkey, and then X is an x-ray, so it's C-N-T-U-U-M-X at Frontier, it's Frontier.com. So if you're interested in any of her songs, she's got a special going on at least through December. She's got two entire CDs that have 34 songs on them. For $25, it includes the shipping. She will get those mailed out to you. And she's got some really variety of stuff. It's really amazing. Okay, and we have a caller here from area code 831. So I'm just doing cards tonight. Dina, we had one of those little, I'll call it Uranian mess-ups, I guess. I guess that's been the planet that's been unexpected changes. It's a double lightning bolt. And for some reason, I thought Dina was on with me tonight, and she said no, that she was going to be on with Jethro. But I said, okay, well, I went from hosting to doing cards, so it's like, it's okay. She said she'll call in later if she can, so we'll see if she makes it in. At any rate, area code 831. Thank you very much for hanging in with us, sir.
Hi, this is Lisa Ray. I'm calling from Marina, California.
Oh, cool.
And it's a great area. I love it here. A little bit cold, though. Our Indian
really?
Yeah, our Indian summer is gone.
Oh, wow.
It's now officially winter.
I thought it never rained in Southern California. Well, of course, that's, I was going to say, that might be Northern California. I thought California was warm, like, year-round. Is that one of those illusions?
No. And we have Central California. We're near Monterey and in between.
Oh, that's a beautiful area.
I love it here. I really do. And that's one of the reasons why I called. Recent grad, Jeff got my nursing license and the LVN.
Wow.
And
congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. And, you know, I really I put it out through the universe. I really don't want to move my children. They've, from my divorce, this has been home for them, and we've really settled in nicely. I'd like to know if the cards can pinpoint a direction for a job for
me. Okay, is that LPN? It's like what level?
LPN is a licensed vocational nurse, and the only difference is a year worth of school, which I'm trying to complete as a single parent, and
I got five kids, and it's like two of them actually right now. I've got two sets, I'll put it that way, because my 28-year-old is currently in Afghanistan. He deployed in October. My 26-year-old, who's married with almost 22-month-old little guy, and another one due in July, which he won't be back for, just deployed today. He called me as he was getting on the bus going, "Well, we're leaving on the bus. My phone's off the next 9 months. You know, love you, Mom." It's like, okay, we'll pray for you. God takes care of us. God takes care of us all. It's like my oldest son, it's his third deployment, you know, so I'm like going, I pray a lot. I really do. I pray an awful lot when they're overseas. It's okay.
And they do hear you.
And then my daughter's out here. We're in Idaho, actually, and it's her, and she's got two little guys. Actually, they turned 22 months and 6 months yesterday, so... They're exactly 15 months apart. Yeah, I know. And then I have my 10-year-old, my 12-year-old at home with me. So I can relate to different ages of children.
Wow. But you know what? That was your calling. You just, they come to you. They do.
Something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Honest to God, when I was 17, my goal was to go to Tibet and be a hermit in a cave. That's what I wanted to do with my life.
I'm serious.
And I apparently had other plans for me. So what's the other kind of plans he's got for you here?
Okay.
What I need is your birth month, your date, and then if you feel like doing the year, it's like, and how old are your kiddos?
I am March 6, 1965, 47, and proud of it.
There you go. Okay, so, well, see, we did a real cute thing. My 10-year-old, when I got to be 50, he said, "Mom, you can go in reverse now because people think you look a lot younger anyway." So he says, he told me, "I'm only 47. See, I'm actually three the other direction, but he's subtracting years now. So I'm down to 47, which is great. I love it."
Well, welcome to 47. I had two birthdays myself. My son's birthday was Friday, and my daughter's birthday was Monday. So
both
11-year-old and a 15-year-old. Yeah.
And
I'm a Pisces.
And you're a Pisces. Oh, wow.
You know, it's funny.
My
daughter is more Capricorn, her rising sun, or rising sun. She's,
wow.
Let's see, I'm curious.
Okay, you said that was Monday. Let's see, I'm just going to look at theirs real quick. So this is, what was their dates? December what and what?
I apologize. A week before, November 30th was my son's, and December 3rd was my daughter's.
Okay, let's see. So November 30th and December 3rd. Okay, so the December 3rd one is a two of diamonds with a four of spades, and the November 30th is a three of hearts with a five of clubs, and you at March 6th are, you're a spades person. You're an old soul person here. You're a four of spades with a five of hearts. So let's see. Four of spades with a five of hearts right there. My goodness, you guys are a diverse group. Let's see. I'm going to take a shot in the dark here and go, I bet you have a really amazingly interesting, relationship with that one that's the December. Because that is when you have someone who is also their planetary ruling card, that four of spades is the same as your birth card, you really have a connection with that child.
As much as she hates it being a teenager and I can read her mind and anticipate her every motion, I just tell her, I got eyes in the back of my head when you became my daughter. So
yes. They installed the parent antenna. They did. That's what they
always do. Oh, I like that one. The parent antenna. I'm going to leave that one on there.
You might be old enough to remember. Remember my favorite Martian? You know, that.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Yes, exactly. Uncle Martin Jeep is like, I relate to this. My children could never get away with anything because it's just like it was a mom thing, you know. It's like it's a mom thing, but it's like, I don't know. Even I have one who's a Leo Tiger. I also do the Chinese stuff at least. So, but let me see what's going on for you here. The four of spades is a satisfaction and work card, and it's like, and yours is, it's one of the most solid of all the cards in the deck. The people of this card often seem like a rock, or, you know, kind of square in some fashion. You're stable, you're hardworking, you can be counted on, you know, when you need them. You got one of the most fortunate life paths in terms of money and success, and you usually enjoy the work you do. However, your Saturn card, you've got an Ace of Diamonds there, tells us that even though you're fortunate, you usually worry about money anyway, and it can interfere with your own success if you don't check it. In other words, you can shoot yourself in the foot if you don't watch yourself, okay? So be really positive with your thoughts. It's like, and if you have not watched The Secret, watch it, because you are one of those that is like, really, you can manifest really positive things through yourself, and it's like, if you really want to stay where you're at, something will arise. It will. Unless, of course, there's some, you know, I'll say greater reason in the universe that God wants to get you guys out of there before California cracks and falls off into the ocean, and you might, you might have ocean.
I'm a mile from the ocean. It could happen.
Well, you know, it's like you might want to be one of those ones that he's trying to evacuate off the coast. So maybe there's a reason, you know. It's like, you know, don't be so tied to things that, you know, that you, I mean, and I understand how it is to move with children. It's like, you know, my older ones kind of were like, Mom, do you just want to get the big wagon with the wheels and just, you know, paint Gypsy on the side and shall we, you know, because we did.
I was going to say, great to wrap. And here they are in the military and now they're traveling.
I know, it's ironic.
You trained them.
Something. Well, they're mentally tough, I don't know. Okay, and then you've got a Ten of Hearts in Mercury that gets you kind of instant acceptance at social occasions, and you make good communicators or speakers, which would, you know, would suit well actually with your nursing stuff, because that's really a field you really want good communication in. You can be successful writers, you know, advertising executives, performers of literary arts. I can see, you know, maybe writing nursing book, you know, pamphlets or anything like that. Fourth, you can be very stubborn. And the Four of Spades has a right to be. You've got this Ten of Clubs as a karma card. You know a lot, and you've got to live by your own truth. You're really intelligent and intuitive. You dislike being restrained in any way. You've got a Ten of Diamonds, which is really nice. That's called the Blessed card in Venus, and it gives you wealthy friends, but don't place too much emphasis on money, you know, with choice of friends or lovers, okay?
Right.
You've really got a good constitution. Health is best cared for by natural methods, so always, you know, look to God, because he gave us, you know, every natural green thing on this planet, you know, for our good work and good health. You're a worker card, though. It's in your work that you find true peace and satisfaction. Often you align themselves, you know, you align yourself with, like, a humanitarian mission, and it's like, so the nursing makes, a lot of sense right there. Later years are often spent fulfilling your dreams of traveling the world, something you usually didn't get enough of in your early years. So it's like, you know, you got that to look forward to, which is nice.
This card gave me two Sagittarians, so, you know, travel. Anyway.
Hey, okay. You know what's nice about that? The archers. It's like the archers are square shooters, you know, straight shooters. It's the, you know, the thin part. And it's like, oh, yeah, very, I mean, it's like, and that's probably really hard for you as a Pisces current, because, I mean, my husband was he's deceased now, but he was a Sagittarian. And it's like, I'm an Aquarius, okay? We practice a level of honesty that our friends would look on and go, you guys are kind of like brutal with each other. It's like, on, we both kind of looked at her. It's like, you know, it's like, what? And my husband's like, what? And he goes, and she was just like, well, she was Capricorn, yeah, but she was like, you guys, it's like, not many relationships could withstand the level of truth you guys practice. We just kind of looked at each other and went, what other way is there? It's like, you know, truth, if you have truth, you got trust because you got total honesty. It's like, if you don't, anytime that lies enter a relationship, it's when you start undermining the integrity of the relationship, you know, and it's like, there was one time that was hilarious. He tried to lie to me about a hunting trip that he and his brother took, but it's like, that's another story. We're not here to do that tonight, but if you call back one of these nights that we're not real busy, it's like, I'll tell you about the hunting story, because it's always that. It was one of those moments at 4 a.m, he woke up with confessions because he couldn't sleep. I was like, can I just wait till morning? He goes, no, because I want to sleep tonight. Like, fine.
is very important to me, truth and living truthfully. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
There you go. You're very giving, loving people, and this is a relationship. You can really be tough and stubborn. But, you know, usually you will give people literally the shirt off your back, okay? You're attracted to those with financial means. You can get caught up in trying to look good, you know, in relationships and forget the real values that good relationships are based on. See, and there's always a high side and a low side of any card if it's the flip side of the coin, okay? It's not wise for you to mix money and pleasure or business and personal relationships. Your own fears about finances usually cause too much stress and confusion in your love life. You would like someone you can travel with. Your karma for marriage is better than average. You've often got, they say diamond females. So it's like, you know, whether it's, you know, your mother, grandmother, aunts, you know, cousins, nieces, whatever, females as friends and associates. Four of spades females hold a special fascination for diamond males, and spade males find you very physically attractive. Female could make a good marriage with a spade male, especially one who is more responsible and mature. And I was going to look at... Now, we've got to look at your planetary ruling card, but we're also going to look at your celebrity birthdays. People like Jack Lemmon, and these are, you know, like older ones. Nick Nolte, Robert Downey, Rob Reiner, Heath Ledger. Oh, man, I heard that he died or something, though. It's like us going, oh, my goodness, that's sad.
Yes.
Leslie Gore, Nancy McKeon, Maya Angelou, John Grisham, George Foreman, Tom Arnold, Alan Greenspan, the Federal Reserve Chairman. Oh, my, Ted Koppel. Oh, I know who he is. Ed McMahon. Okay, there we go. Rod Stewart. Okay, Gary Coleman, Dean Crosby, Michelangelo. You give us some centuries back there. Gabriel Garcia Marquez, Elizabeth Barrett Browning, 1806.
Oh,
okay, and David Becker.
Work.
So you guys, you should, because you're the same cards. It's like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And then let's see, what have you got for the Five of Hearts is a really restless one. Regardless of what your birth card is, you're really a restless person seeking to learn about love through direct experience. For that reason, you might have a lot of relationships over the span of your life. You might also seem to avoid commitments on an emotional level, as that might hamper your ability to get all the experiences that you really want. Freedom, again, is a really important word in your vocabulary, but you may get married. It's like, well, you did. Though few with that card do. So you're an exception to your role, okay? So that's even with that four, but you know, four is like the stability. But if so, you're doing it for what you can learn from the experience more than anything else. It'd be really interesting to know what your husband's, ex-husband's birth card was. You probably love to travel. You gravitate toward things and occupations that allow you the freedom to do so. You've got some common sense about money and organizational ability that help you keep an ample supply of money on hand at all times. But essentially, you're a free spirit who loves to meet new people and have new experiences. So that's just kind of a bit about you. And now we're going to take a look at what is going on with your year here. And I was going to look at, because March, let's see, that was back away. So just kind of looking at that. Oh, you're funny. No, but in this system, it's like it's got the planets, and each planet rules 52 days of your personal year, and it's like your birth year goes from your birth date, you know, until the following year until it's your date again. So with that being said, it's like where you start at March 6th, your Mercury card comes in, and your Mercury, you know, planetary ruler is there from. March 6th through April 27th, and then you start your Venus 52 days on April 27th. You start your Mars time on June 18th. You start your Jupiter time on August 9th, and you start your Saturn time on September 30th. You start your Uranus time frame on 11/21, so that was November 21st, and then that goes. That's where you're in right now is Uranus. So it's like that. That's always a little bit. I shouldn't say a bumpy ride, but it's kind of unexpected. Uranus is, I mean, that's my planetary ruler, so it's like, it's just kind of unexpected. It's a double lightning bolt. It's like, you know, you never know what you're going to get, like, you know, Forrest Gump, you know, life is a box of chocolates moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Neptune coming up. Neptune's coming up not till January 13th. So right now, we'll take a look and see what you have going. And with that four of spades, look at that one. And what did it just say? Whoops. No, I just said there. I just said Uranus.
Uranus.
Time frames. We'll see what's happening with that. And it's like, and this, I mean, this is really cool because the tables, it's got tables here. I mean, it goes from birth to 99. So it's like, it literally lays out the whole, like, it's a whole, like, mathematical based thing. It's really amazing. So let's see. Help me with the math here. 65. 75, 95, 5. So you're, oh yeah, you told me that you're 47. Duh. Okay. This year has been two of clubs is your long range. Okay, so that was, and actually that's the argument, it's called the argument, argumentative, oh, shoot, I can't say it right. It's a card of arguments.
Gotcha.
Argumentation. Okay. But where you're at right now, you've got this two of diamonds, which are you wanting stability in the finances, and you've also got a queen of clubs, and then that queen of clubs continues to your Neptune time frame. So let's go just look at both of those real quick and see what that queen is bringing in, as well as that, as well as that diamond, the two of diamonds. Okay, so your queen of clubs and the Uranus, it's a very psychic, you know, I mean, you've got, okay, and people sometimes don't like the word psychic. They go, oh, you know, it's like,
I have a gift. Yeah, it's
perfect.
It's,
okay, good. Because it's a very psychic and creative influence that that bestows
it's a maternal thing with my family. I noticed my son even has it too. So yeah,
that's awesome. It does. It runs in lines. So it's like, yeah, that's all of my children have it. My older two in the military don't. You know, they're in that river, what I call the river in Egypt. They're in denial right now.
I'll bet you anything they use it when it comes to stress.
My middle one came in with a little lucky leprechaun too. So I'm like going, yeah, he was always the one that won things and got things. And it's like the rest of us would just go, what? It's like it's lucky Zeb again, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But any field where mind power, creativity, and intuition can be applied. So it's like, you know, again, nursing, that's a great place for it. Many ideas and bits of information just seem to appear in your mind. A lot of those could be very helpful in your work or personal life. You might seem to be more impatient than usual, and just be careful while driving, okay, especially in California. In general, this will be a productive and delightful period of mental success. Any women in the club suit might seem to be somewhat unpredictable during this time frame, to a lesser extent for the entire year. So to ensure success in your relationships with them, just, you know, kind of step back a little bit, allow them to do or be whatever they need to be. A good friendship comes from unconditional love and acceptance. And so that's the time frame you're in, like right now, through January 13th. And then with that, what's a little look ahead, because you're going to also have that Queen of Clubs in Neptune. It's a very inspirational and intuitive influence. It promotes success in any of the mental fields. If you're doing any kind of work where organizational ability, creative ideas, or intuition play an important role, this period could be marked by a lot of success. So you may desire to play more of a service role during that time, and indeed much of the information that's going to come to you can be helpful to others. You walk with Mary, Mother of Jesus. Any women of the club suit that you meet during this period, to a lesser extent this entire year, likely to be a little hard for you to see objectively, because you could easily project fantasies on them, whatever, you know. It's like you see them, I call it, with the rose-colored glasses, you know, you don't quite see that person as they really are. And sometimes that's sometimes to our detriment. It's like we really need to be able to see people as they are. And with that two of diamonds, we're going to look at that really quick with and that's in Uranus. During this period, it's called the Wheeler Dealer card. You might enter into real estate partnership or have a meeting about labor issues, something like that. It could, that'd be upon a labor issue. Yes, thank you. Anyway, could represent the signing of a real estate contract. Let others attend to the details and don't let financial fears bother you so much at this time. Partnerships can be the source of both spiritual and material benefits under Uranus, and you may have an element of the unusual or unexpected about them. The focus might be more on business deals and relations. Sometimes we have to make, you know, arrangements with others in order to further our own financial future. So it's like, you know, that's really, it's, you know, it's a really positive one. In other words, that's really some, you know, stuff, you know, indicating that you've got some stuff will be coming up there. Are there any, I'm just going to ask kind of locally, are there any places you have applied, you know, already with this? Like, you know, are you into geriatrics? Are you into, you know, like the nursing homes, anything like that, or, you know, hospitals?
Well, actually, there are a couple of long-term care facilities for geriatrics.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the timing isn't the best in our area. And
right.
I just put it out to the universe. I'm ready for the divine plan. And the divine job under grace and perfect way.
It's like my hunch for this is go ahead and get your resume together and go ahead and apply, even if it seems like the doors are not, you know, even if it seems like it's a bad time right now, go ahead and put that in. It's like, you know, again, follow your instinct with that, but it's like, you know, go ahead and put in for it, because you never know. You know, you never on the, like say, the turn of the dice or the, you know, the flip of the coin or whatever, but it's like there may be, you know, forces at work. And like I say, the other part of that is, you know, be ready to go either direction. It's like, you know, in your prayer life, I'm just going to say, open up to that and say, okay, I need some direction. It's like, are we meant to stay here? Are we meant to go? It's like, what are we doing? You know, but I would say my feeling is like, go ahead and, you know, put your resume in. Put your resume into a couple and applications into a couple places, or, you know, well, we always do by threes, by tripod, but it's like, pick out, you know, your three top spots or more, whatever, and, you know, go out and think about where you'd really like to be. And it's like, and kind of, I shouldn't say pick and choose, but it's like really, truly pick and choose, because, you know, all these books, I love the titles. It's like, do what you love and the money will follow.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah.
Whatever, you know, yeah. Absolutely, by that one. So that's kind of what I got for you tonight. I would encourage you, honestly, to call in tomorrow night, because Dina Flanagan is going to be on, and she and Jethro, and they are both very good with messages. Jethro's, he does what I call angel messages. He's just really phenomenal with it. And you know,
that's
so
who
it's
I
like,
talk
yeah.
to, but lately I've been doing angel cards. But as you know, it's harder to do yourself than it is to hear someone else.
Yeah. I was going to say, anybody.
Subjectively.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, and anybody who works in this is like, I don't try to do my own readings. I really don't. It's like, I mean, I pray and I listen, you know, because prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, still there's that whole thing, you know, with your own psychicness. You know, your own ego gets in the way. Your own emotionals, you know, gets in the way. And it's like, and it's things I want it to happen this way. Instead of going, you know, putting all that aside, like, you know, gather it in your bag. It's like I took some martial arts classes, you know, to say, okay, here's your bag of stuff. Check it at the door. You know, when you come into this,
yeah.
It's like, just like, you know, wipe yourself clean. But, you know, sometimes we can't always do that. So it's like, it always pays to have a second opinion. And I would even say, even try back on Tuesday, because Pamela, our musical psychic, like I love working with her. It's like, she is phenomenal. She really is. It's like, so, you know, and she's on in the afternoon. She's on like 2 o'clock Eastern time. So, which would be actually, oh, isn't it? You're clear across country either way. That
11
would be
o'clock
like,
my time?
It's 11 o'clock your time. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wow, you are phenomenal. This card thing is so dead on. It just, I'm like, oh, my God, that's me in a mirror. Oh, my goodness.
I'll give you a little more history on it. It's like, this was, if you believe what the people who devised this say, it's like, these came to us from Atlantean times. It's like, these have been around for several thousand years. And, in fact, our modern time frame where they first actually surfaced is the guys, the three wise men who showed up.
Yeah.
Actually, not at Christ's birth. They showed up when he was a young child in the house. And it's like, but they called them, different translations, you know, we call them, you know, the astrologers from the east, or the wise men, or the order of the magi. And that's what
magi.
These cards are, is the order of the magi, yes. And that's what these cards are. And it's like, there's some, because, you know, like I say, it's very mathematically based, and it's just like, you know, we are, I mean, if you stop and think about it, God is the best mathematician ever was. So.
Yeah, there's no messing
really
with that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's so many things about this, you know, that they say these cards were designed for this planet. You know, it's like you look at, like, there's 52 cards in the deck, you know, because that's what these are. These are just the playing cards that people play poker with. And it's like, there's 52 cards in the deck. How many weeks are there in a year? Ah, 52. What a coincidence. It's like, okay, if you want to do the numbers, the numerology, you say 5 + 2 = 7, and that's how many days in a week there are. And then you go through 4 seasons. We have the 4 suits. It's like hearts are supposed to be, you know, the spring, the young at heart people. The clubs are the scholars of the deck. You know, it's like from the time you enter school until you get your PhD. It's like, you know, and they're the people that can learn, you know, just about anything they want to. There's the diamond people who are the young adult, you know, adults of the deck, and they hate being treated as children, even when they are. I know I have 2 of them. They couldn't wait to turn 18. And then there's the spade people, which is the old people of the deck, and that's you and me.
Yeah.
The old. Isn't that nice? Becoming to go.
I own it. I want to own it. You know, there's a soldier. And you have two sons in the military. What branches
yes.
are they?
Both in the Army. And what's really funny is the older one is the one that's what we call a grunt. You know, he's I think like a corporal working on a sergeant or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other one went through the he went to the ROTC stuff and all that. And it's like
ROTC.
ROTC. Yeah. And he graduated with his master's in civil engineering 4.0. And this is my child with, you know, reading disabilities and hearing disabilities when he was younger. It's like, yeah, figure that one out. But he got a 4.0 in civil engineering, and he commissioned as a whatever the first lieutenant or whatever it was, the same. Same day. It's like, so he got his master's and his lieutenantship, you know, same day. As like,
they
wow.
might be familiar with this as a different story, the Order of the Magi. There was I don't know if you've seen it, it's or heard of it. It was a man playing, a corporal playing, a private playing with his cards in church. And the sergeant said, you're in trouble because you don't play cards in church. He goes, but this is my Bible. Have you heard this story?
No, I have not.
Okay.
This is cool.
And the story goes where the cards represent the Bible, and as you said, the Magi, and they break it down like you did, but in reference to the biblical sense. And if you go on YouTube, you may be able to find, if I find it, I will email it to you. But I remember my father telling me this story. He was a Navy officer. And it was actually a true story. This man was up to be court-martialed.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And he had to explain to court why this is my deck, this is my Bible.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll send that to you. I'll find it.
That'd be cool. Oh, you know what's even cooler here is Dina joined us. So it's like, I'm going to click her on and see. Yeah, so this is your lucky night here. There we go. Dina, are you with us, Sarah? It's like, is that you at 2:00?
I am.
Yeah. All righty. I'm not sure how much of this you heard. It's like she is... She's got her nursing stuff in order, and it's like she's lived in the same. She's out in California, and you know what? Go ahead and tell her.
Okay. No, I missed the whole beginning of this whole thing. Yeah.
Okay. Dina, my name is Lisa Ray. I live in Marina, California, in Central California, near Monterey. Looking for employment. I am a little worried about finances at the moment. It's the holidays. I have two beautiful children who have just stood by my side throughout the schooling, and I just got my hard copy license, and I'm looking for a job near me.
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing that you'll probably get one within 2 months. And it won't be that far from you. I mean, it might be a little, like you might be, that's not exactly what I wanted, but it will be okay. So it will be a stepping stone, I guess you might want to say. And so that you will go, if it's not what you want at first, that's all right. It won't be long before it's what you want. So, like I said,
I was going to, if it's near me or within a reasonable driving distance.
Well, that's what I am seeing, that it's somewhere around you. It is somewhere within your area, you know, not too far from your area, but isn't your area, I'm seeing heavily congested traffic.
Oh, it's in an area of congested traffic that's about 50 miles from me.
That's what I'm seeing, like heavily congested traffic. Like that's what I think they're talking about when they say it might not be what you want to start, but it will turn into, it's fine. You'll be fine with it. You know, it will. I do see you ending up in something you really enjoy and you really like and you really want. So if the first one job you get is not, it won't be long after that before you are in something different or more better. You know, better than what you want. Works to your schedule more, works to your lifestyle more, everything all along the way. So don't be afraid of if it's not looking exactly how you want it at first.
Great. Okay, so within a couple months of each other, and I should be keep looking then. Okay. All
keep looking, and I'm feeling like it will open up. Something will come open for you. And like I said, I see you going far with this, so don't, you know,
cool.
Just keep going, keep pursuing it. Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. And anything else? Love life? Anything you see? I'm open.
Well, what do you want to know about your love life? Let's see.
Well, you know, I've had a few relationships that were not treating me properly. I'd like to find a man who loves me as I love him and my children.
Oh, you mean everybody's dream?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
I know I keep putting my Santa list in, but you know.
Well, what I'm hearing for you is right now it's about you first.
Excellent.
Yes, and so it's about you getting your life together, your self together. So the job and your children come first.
Yes.
And then once you get that, like where you're comfortable with it. I see you've been kind of soul searching and trying to better yourself in that area is what I'm seeing. And so I feel that after you get this job thing and whatever, not in order, then I feel the love thing's going to fall into place. It's not going to be something you have to search for. It's going to fall into place. But don't look for it. Right now, just don't look for it. It's not the time right now. So it would just be frustrating and waste of time, so to speak, you know. Do more soul searching, do more working on yourself in these positive ways, because I feel like you've come a long way.
Yes, I have.
And so keep working on that, because where I see you just going, they're showing me you going up, 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 and that shows in all areas of your life, as long as you stay on this path of bettering yourself, this path of wanting more for yourself and your children, and not in a greedy way, but in a loving way.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying for you. And they're saying that your rewards will come. Your rewards will come. That's what I keep hearing. And so, and I think it's not going to be, a lot of it's going to come within the year or two. You know, everything is going to be like, almost like dominoes. The things that just fall into place.
That's always cool.
Woo!
Yeah.
For the detox 5 years I've been through, this is fabulous. And I don't mean detox in, you know, addictive way. It's just like spiritually, emotionally, materialistically.
That's what they're showing me. They're saying you've done a lot of soul searching and a lot of work on yourself. And it's going to pay off. So sometimes it's not easy work, and sometimes it takes a long time, but it will pay off.
Oh, I am so blessed. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. It has been a pleasure. I appreciate this so much.
Yeah, well, you'll have to let us know.
Call back absolutely. You know, let us know how the search is going, and like it would, and what I've gotten, my feeling for her was like, you know, she needs to go fill out some applications, get a resume in order, go out and, you know, go
right
do
away.
That thing, you know, whatever. Yeah, right away. Exactly.
Right away, because you're going to get the transition of the new year, you see.
Yeah. I'm working with a counselor right now who's helping me get these items and have sent, because each job you got to change your resume, which is pain in the toes.
It is a lot of work, but it will pay off. And like I'm seeing, do it. I'm the same. I agree with Kelly. Do it right away. Get it out there. And keep getting it out there. Keep getting it out there. Don't give up. Just keep doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
keep looking forward. And while you're at it, go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and enter our free gift basket giveaway. We've got two more to give away. It's like Jethro announces winners on Friday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time. So go enter. It's free. As for, you know, for anybody who called or, you know, listened to archives or whatever, it's like enter the drawing and you might win.
Great. I can use that. Fantastic. You ladies are wonderful. Happy holidays, and I'll keep in touch.
Yes. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much. And thanks for calling in. All righty. And let's see. Thank you, Dina. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. You have no idea.
I got home. I'm like, all right, I'll call in.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Our next one here is area code 631. And there we go, 631, you're on live with us.
Hi. My question is, do you ever see my son moving back in with me? My name is Sue.
What's name?
My name is
what's
Suzanne,
that?
And his name is Nicholas.
And his name is Nicholas. Is he living with another parent?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like he's got to come through some stuff, but eventually I feel like that there'll be some talking, some discussions over this subject. And oh boy, is he upset at you for some reason?
No.
Because I'm feeling like he's upset at something. I'm feeling he's upset. That's what
I
I'm feeling.
Know.
Yeah, and I'm feeling he's frustrated, upset, or something. And this is what needs to come out. He needs to discuss some of this stuff. And I feel eventually the discussion will lead to he will come back your way.
Do you know when, though?
See, that, it's saying it will take a while.
What's
it's
a while?
It's not
going to
be, oh, boy. Some of these discussions will come up over the course of this coming year, 2013, which will probably then lead into it right after that. Is there something more specific you want to, you know, ask about? Or?
So you don't know if it's coming 2013 or 2014? Or?
It could be 2013, but the discussions have to happen first. But, like, I'm seeing there's some things that need to be cleared up first. Is this true?
Well, just him staying there. I don't know what else has to be cleared up.
I'm feeling like there's something that needs to be cleared up, so you might want to get into. Do you have regular contact with him?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so you might want to try to get that. Like, there's something that's bothering him, or something that's. I don't know. I'm just feeling frustration there. I'm feeling frustration, and so
I'm going to be moving, but I think it's a little bit further. But I think it'll be a good thing for both of us.
Yeah. So once you get these things on the table, things will become clear. This is what they keep showing me. Once you get these things on the table, things will become clearer.
If they have a new job.
Yeah. How old is
now?
Your son?
What about love life? Do you see a boyfriend coming in?
Well, how old is your son?
No boyfriend for me.
No, I know. How old is your son?
He's only 11.
11. That's what I thought. Yeah. Because that's what the year is anyway, because at 12, usually they can make their own decisions. So that's
right.
What I said, some things need to be discussed and decisions need to be made. And that's what I'm feeling. So
right,
it will happen.
Is there hope?
Yes, right. There's hope. Yeah.
Now, do you see a boyfriend at all?
Were you just with somebody?
Well, I liked somebody. He was an old boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then he tried to come back to my life, but I think he just wanted to be friends with benefits, and I thought I didn't want that. So he hasn't called in a week. And then I'm seeing someone, but I think we're just friends, but I don't know if he's going to be the one, so I don't know.
Yeah, because I'm feeling like they are around you. I'm feeling like you just, somebody from your past did come up, and yeah. I'm feeling like neither one of those are the one, actually. What's that?
I know, I feel the same way.
Yeah, no, I feel like the person for you hasn't come into your life yet. And it's going to be probably within probably about 1 to 2 years before that person comes into your life. So you're going to figure it out in this time frame. Like through these people coming into your life, it's going to become clearer and clearer to you what you want. And it will happen probably within 1 to 2 years. The person that's right for you, that is.
That's a long time.
Well, it is, but it isn't. You know, it doesn't mean you will be single in that time frame. I'm saying the person that's right for you is going to come into your life in 1 to 2 years.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye
make
now,
sure you make sure you enter into the gift basket giveaway and call us back and let us know how things are going. All righty. And let's see here. Our next one is we have 732.
Hi.
732. There you go. All righty. How you doing?
Hi.
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I've had some ups and downs in the past couple of years with my love life and somebody I was dating, and I just want to see what you saw happening in that area for me.
You had ups and downs in somebody what?
With a particular person and just,
oh,
you know, I've had two serious relationships in my life, and that was one of them, and I just wanted to see what you saw for my love life.
What's your name?
Leanne.
I'm feeling like this person that you're talking about, the ups and downs, I'm feeling like you're kind of frustrated with that.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, we aren't together right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling like. It's almost done. You've had it. You're done. You know, you're whatever. But there was a lot of things that you learned in that, in those two relationships. There's a lot of things you learned. Excuse me. And is there somebody that is interested in you right now, or you're interested in them? Hello?
Is she there?
Hello?
We still got her on the mic. Okay. Not sure what happened with that. Okay, if you're listening there, we'll put you back in queue. It's like you might have accidentally hit your mute button on your phone, maybe. Hello? Okay, well, we'll come back to her. It's like 732, don't hang up because I'll put you back in queue. And it's like if you can get your phone fixed there, we'll come back to you. Okay, and 770. 770, you're on. Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Hi. Good, how are you?
I'm fine. My question is love. Do you see me being alone or having a long-term partner, a husband perhaps?
Well, what I see is there's a person, if they're not in your life now, they're coming into your life, but it's more like a, I see like living together or in that kind of companionship, partnership. But it's not, it won't start out that way. It's going to start out kind of like a friendship, and then it turns into that. And it, to me, that we're talking about the long-term one now. The one that I'm seeing is the long-term one that will come into your life probably, can I ask how old you are now?
I'd be 43 on Monday.
Yeah, because they were showing me more like around the age of 48-ish. The person that you're talking about for long-term is when I see that person. I think a relationship in between, but you asked about long-term, so that's what they put me out to that. But I do see a relationship in between that one that will go for a while, but it will be the one after that. That's more the one for you, the long-term one.
You know her initials or name culture?
No, I don't. I get what now?
His culture. You see his culture? I mean, his culture. Or
his culture.
Yeah.
No. You mean for the long-term one?
Background. Yeah. His background.
They're not showing me any of the particulars right now because it's so far out.
Yeah.
They're saying, but they are showing him. They show me that he's kind of tall, dark, tall, dark, thin, has broad shoulders. I see broad shoulders.
Stable.
Or they're saying a hard worker. They keep showing me hard worker. Faithful? Did you say faithful? Is that what you asked?
Faithful?
Faithful?
Yes, yeah, faithful.
Oh, is he faithful? I'm sorry, sometimes the phones break up and it can't hear sometimes. The one that's long, the more term he has, that person will be faithful and will expect the same in return.
Oh, yes. I'm looking for that.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a relationship right now that's going to be for me. I mean, like, help me. Not using me for sex is, you know, don't help me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you kind of have to put, this is why it's going to be a while, because you have to get to the point where you know what you want, and that's that. You're not going to settle for any less. You're not going to settle for somebody just using you for sex or somebody cheating on you or what have you. You're not going to settle for that at that point. Right now, you're still kind of wavering. So you have to get strong within that area, and that's why it's going to take that little bit of extra time. You're eventually going to get there. You're going to get stronger in that area and then just want to change or want the change within somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why it will take just a little that much longer. So stop now. Don't take on a man.
I'm trying to get myself together.
Yep, exactly.
Work on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, that's exactly it. And once you work on you, that's when that person will be drawn into your life.
I got to get going.
Yeah, you do. Get going. Time like the present.
Do you see me being clairvoyant or a priestess or something?
Could you repeat that, please?
I'd like to know, do you see me being clairvoyant or a priestess or...
Oh, clairvoyant. I feel like you do, but that's part of why you're drawing in some of the wrong people, is because you want to help people. You think you can fix them or help them. And so you're drawing in the lower energies a lot. So that's the part of
why I don't want that anymore.
Yeah, so you have to change that. So, you know, try to make it even strengthen yourself in that area, the clairvoyant area, and just, you know, put some protection around yourself, meditate, see what comes through for messages, but always keep a white light around you and ask for only the good to come through. But so once you strengthen yourself in those areas, because you're too sensitive, you're sensitive, you draw in a lot of people that want to draw from your energy. And by sensitive, I mean your energies are sensitive, you know, because you do have the ability.
Oh, wonderful. I just want to be clairvoyant and stop. I want to be around higher energy.
Yeah, well, that's what you have to do. You have to draw it in yourself. All these things are because you want them or because you ask for them or because you draw them in yourself. Nothing is really just dropped in our lap. We have to go get what we want. So if you want to develop it, you have to develop it. If you want it to be more positive, you have to surround it with more positive actions and more positive people in your life and only good things. These are things that you have to call in and ask for. That's how you do that.
Okay. So are there any techniques I have to go by so clairvoyance can come in more stronger for me?
Yeah, well, yes. If you do these, if you start using it for positive and start believing in yourself and believing in bringing yourself up, like we talked about, then, yes, it will become stronger. Just listen. Listen to it and trust it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
Oh, same to you. Peace and blessings.
All righty. And call back and let us know how things are going. We always like to hear those follow-up times. All righty. We've got one person left here. It looks like a Skype caller. And then we'll be off for the night here. So you're our last caller. We got all ones here. I'm not sure who's on Skype, but it's you.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
What's your name?
Maria.
Maria, any question, Maria?
Any new love life in my near future coming up? Or a new
Can
person?
You repeat that?
Relationship.
Do you want to know if you want to know about relationship?
Yes. Anyone new?
Anyone new coming in? Okay. Are you kind of still in and out of a relationship?
Not that I know of.
Because they're showing me something about in and out, in and out. I don't know what. Was your last one a lot of in and out?
Friendship.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what they're showing me. But I feel like... I feel like there'll be some relationship. I feel you'll have a few relationships coming in before, because you're asking about relationship, not necessarily the one, correct?
Yes.
I'm feeling like that. I'm feeling like you're going to go through a few more coming up over the next couple of years. You're going to go through a few more that are going to show you something or teach you something. There's something to be learned in these, but you'll also enjoy parts of it before a long-term or solid one comes in. So, yeah, that's what I'm feeling for you.
Okay. And the other one that you mentioned that I was going in and out?
The friendship one?
Yes. Is he coming back in? Is he coming back in the picture or not really?
Well, they keep saying in and out, so I think there's another time of in and out there, because otherwise I think that's what I was feeling, that I think it might come back around. But it will be up to you to decide, you know, when you want to, do you want any more of this, you know? It's going to be up to you to decide that one, or just keep it friendship. But I do feel like it will come back in. You can decide if you want it out or in. That's what they're showing me.
Basically, I'm tired of dating.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
That's what I feel, yeah.
And of BS, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get my drift?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, no, I feel it's time for you to move on, but, you know, again, that's your decision.
Okay. Cool. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All righty. Well, that is the end of our queue for the evening. So I know we're a little bit over, and it's like because I cheated, and it's like I was going to just add a half hour there because we had quite a few in queue, and it's like, Dina, you just got right through. That was good. So anyway, this is one of those FYI things, because since you said you missed the first part of it, it's like people have been asking what in the world has been going on, and I said, well, you know, I finally pulled out my little retrograde planet moment thing today. It's like Uranus has been in retrograde for all this time, since July 13th, Uranus has been in retrograde, and it comes out tomorrow. So maybe some of the crazy, unpredictable energy that has been floating around will turn around and go forward again by tomorrow.
Finally. I've been waiting, and I'm like, yes.
And tonight's the night to put in. And tonight's the night to put in your prayers. It's like, you know, get them in before midnight, whatever, but it's like the 12, 12, 12. I've shared with people earlier was, you know, get a plain piece of paper, use blue pen, you know, because the ink color makes a difference on these. And it's like, and write your prayers out, you know, write your focus out, you know, the positive things that you want to see happen, things you know, you want to transpire and, you know, see coming in. It's like, make them happen.
It's the night of miracles. So tonight it would be the miracles you asked for.
Exactly.
Prayers are miracles, but they're saying this is the miracles that should happen. So do those, all those miracles, even those tonight.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
And then tomorrow, exactly. Since we're coming out of Uranus retrograde, it's like, yeah, we'll come out of this holding pattern. Yeah.
Well, I think if Uranus is, you know, it's the double lightning bolt glyph, you know, anyway, so it's like, well, it does say Eastern time. It's 7:02 Eastern time, and it'll be 4:02 a.m. Pacific time when that turns. So it's like, you know, so by the time you're, you know, well, depends on what time people are going to work in the morning, but it's like, yes, all of a sudden they'll be on the freeway going, oh, my goodness. It's like, all right, we can go board now.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as we don't bolt into somebody's bumper, we'll be fine.
Yeah, be aware.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We had somebody also share a little bit on I didn't forget about our other three planetary friends there on December 3rd, that the Mercury, the Venus, and the Saturn that were in line over the pyramids in Giza, and somebody shared with me later in the week that they were all three in the sign of Scorpio, which was about secrets. You know, Scorpio is about secrets.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like,
yeah.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. It's like Mercury is bringing us, you know, secret messages being revealed, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, secrets are coming out of the closet, whatever, for, you know, the love area. Okay, that's great. And then we have the karmic moment, you know, happening with Saturn, the great payback, whatever.
Yeah. Secrets
are being revealed. So I'm like, it's like, did you find anything over the week? I know you said you're really busy and stuff, but that's what I came up with.
Yeah. No, I didn't have time to look. I had a crazy week. Crazy. And what I did notice is that a lot of people had meltdowns this week.
Really?
Yes, I know a lot of people that it really depends on their meltdown.
Right, Jan told us that it was supposed to be also a portal was opening with that. It's like
portal
opening. Yeah.
Yes, the portals.
So like,
the portals
okay.
came this week. Yeah, the portals. People are like, why am I seeing things and people? And I'm like, because the portals are open. You got to close the portals. Yeah.
Wow. Unless you want to keep seeing people, in which case, you know, some of us are striving to do that.
It was sitting in their living room with them. It's like, oh.
Different dimension. Okay, see, so that's a different dimensionality. It's like that's something that I've been going over when I'm having the chance. Like, and I've had a goofy week because I've been canceling shows. I mean, we had somebody in the family like die on Sunday, and it's like, you know, they had their funeral yesterday. So it's been really an entertaining week so far. It's like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
You know. Great time of the year. That's we've been talking on the psychic learning connection on, you know, holiday grief and how to deal with it, you know, all that good kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, life is, you know, get beyond yourself.
Realize
that there's other people out there having a worse day than you are, and help them out, and you give yourself a boost up too. So,
absolutely, yes. Yes. Like tonight I was over town shopping,
uh-huh.
and, you know, doing my Christmas shopping. And I go out to my vehicle, and there's a cot full of goodies that somebody bought sitting there, you know, like presents. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
That's the strangest thing. I'm looking all around. Nobody's claiming, and I'm touching the basket, hoping somebody might come up to me. And nothing. So I'm like, wow, this is the strangest thing. So I walked up back into the store where this person bought it and said, look, this is just sitting out in the parking lot. This person might come back for it. And so I sat in my vehicle for a while, and then this woman got into the car. The cart was next to her, and she's looking all around. Her car's full of bags, and she's looking lost. So I walked up to her. I go, did you leave a cart out? She says, oh, my God, I must be getting old. I forgot.
Oh, wow.
I went in and had a bowl of soup and left my cart sitting there full of stuff. She forgot she even left her cart there. So she went, I told her where it was, she went in and got it, all was well. But I'm like, wow, just strange things all week like that.
You know, but see, I hate to say it, but it's like, yes, that's Uranus. That's the planet I live with. It's like, because I'm an Aquarius, so that's my ruling planet.
Yeah.
It's like, this is why people think I'm in my own zones, because I am.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's okay, and because that's the way Aquarius is, and that's the way it works. And it's like, and then you put that own zone in reverse, and it's like, yeah, weird things happen.
Strange energy.
Yeah, very different. So I'm glad it's going to turn around and go forward. Well, that'll be really nice.
Yeah.
It'll be 5 o'clock my time.
Yeah.
In the morning. So I'll be asleep so when it goes forward. It's like, thank you, God. I'll wake up and it'll be a great day.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I felt the energy shift last night I felt the shift.
Really?
Or yesterday
cool.
at some point. I was like, all of a sudden it was like, zap. I'm like, yep.
Nice.
Anyway, well, so anyway,
is that a good shift? Is this a good shift or a bad shift? Is this a?
it's a positive. It was a good, much better shift. Yeah, much better shift.
Excellent.
Yeah,
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
I mean,
between
you and me in the sense, so it's just like I know the Electoral College is supposed to meet and vote. I believe somebody told me December 17th because see, the president isn't officially elected until after the Electoral College meets and votes because they're really the ones
yeah.
that elect them. And they said twice in history have presidencies, there we go, been overturned by the Electoral College. And believe me, this is one I'm really, I mean,
yeah.
I don't offend any other supporters out there, but it's like, I'm praying for Romney. I really am.
I know, huh? Really. I got to fly, I got to call somebody, I have an appointment.
Alrighty, sounds good. Well, thank you for coming in. Appreciate that. It's like you made it go a lot quicker because,
I love reading with you anyway because the energy is good.
It is.
Yeah.
I was feeling it.
Yeah.
It's like, I hope you do too. Where'd you come together?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Well, thank
All
you
right.
today
well,
for hanging in. And thank you for calling in. It's like, and we will talk to everybody next time. Tomorrow night is 8 o'clock, and it's going to be you and Jethro for sure tomorrow night. It's like,
yeah,
we got a little bit
yeah.
of a mix up there, but yeah. So Dina will be on with Jethro tomorrow night, and same bat time, same bat station at 8 p.m. Eastern time, and it's the same phone number, 773-897-6461. And Dina, you know what? I ought to have you just say real quick, you know, how people can get a hold of you for, you know, like personal readings and stuff while you're here.
It's you can get a hold of me at 207-752-1399 or at EssenceOT, ESSENCEOT at AOL.com or PsychicHealer11 at gmail.com.
Cool.
Those
All
are the ways.
Okay. All righty. Sounds awesomely good. Well, we will see you again. And have a good one. And thank all you guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank all of our listening audience. Yeah, good night. Thank all of our listening audience there for hanging in with us. And we will see you guys again, too. So, and make sure you enter that gift back giveaway at www.psychicsgonewild.com. And, oh, yes, Jethro's going to kill me if I don't say this. We have gourmet healthy coffee, also three types of tea. And let's see, hot chocolate and herb. It's the herb is in all the stuff. And if you would like to know more about that, give me a call at 719-289-4907. Please leave a message because I have kind of an antiquated phone and it does not always pick up people's phone numbers. So give me a call there and we can talk about health healing and really good coffee, tea, and hot chocolate. So anyway, I know for myself, I took this stuff. I was never coffee drinker until I actually fried the stuff and whatnot, and ended up that I had cataracts in my right eye. Totally lost my eyesight. And 90 packages of the stuff, which was basically 3 months, and it cleared out my cataracts. Now, what the FDA in this country allows us to say is it detoxifies your blood, it oxygenates your blood, and restores your pH balance. And the other 19 countries, because it is an international healthy beverage company, they simply say it cures this, and it goes down the list. And you can find that on the internet. But in this country, we don't use diagnostic work here. We just say you experience amazing things when you use these products. So give us a call and see what it's about. And everybody have an awesome night. And thank you all for being here. We will see you again.